It's funny, isn't it, how easy it is to drift away from good habits back into bad ones. You decide to eat good, healthy, whole food. You enjoy it. You feel better, only to find yourself back into the junk food just a few weeks later. Why do we do that? Why does that happen? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's so frustrating, isn't it? Those bad habits, whatever they are for you, do indeed have a strong tendency to come creeping back, despite the fact that we know how much we benefit from the good ones. But there's one good habit, one master habit, if you will, that stops that from happening. Here it is, the writer of this psalm talking to God, Psalm 119, verses 92 and 93. If I had not found joy in your teachings, my suffering would have destroyed me. I will never forget your commands, because through them you gave me new life. There are two parts to that. Firstly, when we're suffering, the Word of God sustains us. It brings us joy, which is precisely what we need while we're suffering, because God's joy sustains us. And secondly is the idea of never forgetting God's commands, because they bring us life. The problem is, we do forget God's commands. Hey, I'm a Bible teacher. I do this for a living, right? But if I'm not in God's Word every day, I start to forget. I start to slip back into my bad habits. The master habit that protects us, that brings us joy, that reminds us of and enables us to lay hold of the new life that Jesus died and rose again to give us, is being in God's Word day after day. Look, you don't have to read five chapters. Hey, a single verse, if we let it penetrate our hearts, can save you today. Find joy in His teachings. Never forget His commands, because through them you will receive new life. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. And if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.